The state legislature's budget for education includes a major increase for the Great Start Readiness Program. That will allow more four-year-olds to attend publicly funded preschool. Upjohn Institute economist Tim Bardick has written extensively on early childhood education. He says the increase in funding will boost the percentage of children in high-quality state-financed preschool. Bardick says Michigan will still lag behind the top states, but he says closing that gap will take time.
I think this is a major step forward, and it will provide quality preschool services to many more four-year-olds. There'll be many more kids better prepared for kindergarten, and we know from research that this leads to better adult outcomes, higher earnings, higher educational attainment, lower crime rates. So I think it's a big advance for the state.
But even with that funding increase, you wrote on your blog, you say even with that, Michigan is still falling somewhat short of what's really needed for quality preschool.
Right. Basically, a number of studies have looked at what quality preschool takes. I mean, what class size do you need? What kind of teacher salaries you need to attract good teachers? And you end up concluding that for a half-day preschool program, the cost is about $4,500 per school year. And why is it so much? It's so much because you need to have lower class sizes in preschool than you can have in K-12 because of the age of the kids. So, you know, quality preschool is costly. It's in many ways even more costly than K-12. But that early intervention makes a lot more difference, which is what justifies the extra cost. Now, Michigan under this will move up to from about $3,400 to $3,625. And as I said, you need $4,500. So we're still short. So basically, local areas are going to have to figure out some way of making up that gap and somehow subsidizing it. It's going to be difficult. It's a challenge, but at least a somewhat more manageable challenge than it was before this increase.
And is an underfunded program which allows more children to participate better than one that doesn't allow as many kids in?
You have to reach a certain quality standard for these programs to make a difference. No one is advocating for preschool that's low quality. There's no point in just expanding a program that's low quality. Now, Michigan's program has in the past been rated very highly. There's some very good evaluation studies showing it's been effective. I think the quality of Michigan's program was being threatened by the fact that the state for many years just kept the amount per kid fixed as inflation eroded its real value. And this increase this year starts reversing that. I think what happens over the long term is going to depend how is this followed up on in subsequent years. Is the state going to make a sustained effort over the next 4 or 5 years to not only increase access to high-quality preschool, but to make sure it's high quality by, one, funding it adequately, and, two, having adequate quality standards and adequate staff development and program development to maintain quality.
One of the other issues you bring up in your blog post is the language about targeting for income with this program, which, of course, a lot of people, I think, would be kind of a natural part of this, that you try to make sure that help goes to those who are perhaps at the bottom of the income scale. But as you say, there's a certain problem here that can develop. There may be unintended consequences. What could be the problem with targeting for income?
Ideally, if you're running a preschool program, you don't want to run preschool on the basis of let's just stick all the low-income kids together and call that the optimal program. An ideal preschool program would serve kids from a variety of income backgrounds in an income-integrated classroom. You would get a lot of positive peer effects from that. And I think it would better prepare people for living in a modern society. You also can run into issues of the more you do income targeting, it results in more convoluted procedures for applying for these programs, figuring out who goes to what program. That can create barriers to enrolling kids in the program, make it more complicated to administer the program, increase administrative costs. And I think that there are some issues with that with this new legislation, because the legislature put in a number of provisions trying to increase the income targeting of the state's preschool efforts. I think those efforts are very well intentioned. They may result in some complications, some unintended consequences. Hopefully those can be worked out in terms of how the program is practically run on a day-to-day basis.
You've obviously been following this issue closely now for at least a few years. Have you seen something of a change here where there seems to be more interest in certain groups who perhaps didn't have this on their radar 10 years ago are now looking at early childhood education and seeing it as an important issue?
I think you're seeing more interest in this by the business community than there once was. So I think there is greater understanding than there once was that this is not simply a feel-good program. Look at all the cute kids in preschool. This is also a way of investing in a cost-effective way that pays off in the long term and results in adults who have better skills, not just academic skills, but also better social skills, and therefore can be more productive workers, more productive citizens.
Tim Bardick is an economist with the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. You can find links on the additional funding for early childhood education in Michigan at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.